Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What is going on? Welcome to the goddamn show, everybody. Well, I am your host, Armand. And now listen, if you are a new subscriber, well, if you're returning, let's do that first. Y'all know how we do it. Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, some shit might fuck up, but we will get through the show. Now, if you are new and you just want to kind of get the Bow Wow, Kiomi, Shaquille O'Neal news, well, welcome, because we're going to get into some things here, okay? And hello. Now, after this, well, not even after this, right now, if you're visiting right now, hit that subscribe button. Like, come on. Let's get to some things. I'll let you guys know. I have a strict time slot today, so the time cannot be long. So I'm going to tell you guys this right now. The call-in number is open. The number is 563-999-3658. Call in if you want to be heard. All right, so let's get into the tea, okay? So a lot of y'all – so remember, here's an update. So – remember when I did the video and I was just like, it was her fault. I know it was her fault. Well, there's different stories that have came out, but they all kind of simmer around the fight led up to being her fault. Now, here's what she's saying, and this seems to be a little bit of the truth on both ends. So they were at a party. It was Shaquille O'Neal's party, okay? And apparently, this girl was all up on Shaquille O'Neal. She was just like very, very flirty. She was like kind of leaning and just being a groupie. Okay. So they were, and Bow Wow didn't like it. So they agreed upon that because in the police report, he said that she was all up on a man named Shaquille. Bow Wow said that. And then also, she said that Bow Wow was jealous of her being around or talking to other men, okay? So we obviously know there was another man involved which started the argument, okay? For her to be all up on Shaquille O'Neal, that just sounds like, well, before we get there, because I'm just gagging at like, girl, you was all up on Shaquille O'Neal? Okay, but anyway, let's get into it. Okay, so I don't know why that's funny to me. I'm trying to say it without kind of laughing, but it's just like, damn, bitch, like it was that serious, huh? You was gonna get you a piece of whatever was coming your way. But anyway. So they allegedly get back to the hotel. I mean, get back to their apartment that they share together, okay? So they get back to the hotel. Her and Bow Wow are having an argument. And according to her, he hits her and grabs her by the head, drags her to the room, and tells her that she needs to get out. Okay? So apparently he was grabbing her and just beating her up. Now, from the pictures, obviously, it don't – let me pull this up. Let me – because I see, you know, sometimes I have to do that. Let me do that. Let me do that, too. Let me pull that up. Let me see if I got that because, you know, I'll be having these pictures. Because we got to really talk about this. Oh, do I not have that picture no more? Oh my God. I know y'all saw that picture of her. That do not look like a bitch that has been grabbed up, pulled, and thrown into a room and held hostage. It just doesn't. If you guys seen the picture of her in Bow Wow, you know that that does not look like a woman who has been grabbed by the hair, thrown up, and held hostage. But that's what she's saying. That's what she's telling police what happened. Now, Bow Wow's side of the story is, because he did not say, he's not contesting the fact that there was a man involved and he felt some type of way. He's not saying that. But he's saying that he told her that she was trying him. You know what I'm saying? He had her fucked up. She had him fucked up. She called him a bitch-ass nigga. And then he told her to leave. And when he told her to leave, she pursued to attack. She picked up a lamp or something like that. And then she went for him. And then she just started attacking him and beating him. Okay? That's the story I believe. Now, TMZ recovered her 911 call that she made. So let's get into this call. And then, because this is where she's saying that, you know, he held her hostage, he beat her, and this and this and that. So let's listen to this call, and then we'll talk after the call. Let me get this call. Girl, what? So wait. Did the friends help you out the house? Or did they hide you or hold you hostage and take your phone when the police came? I don't understand. If those same friends held you hostage and took your phone, how do you have your phone and they helped you get out to your car? And if you already calling the police, like, some of this doesn't make sense, but it feels as though she knew that she kicked his ass and she wanted to have it on record that she had called 911. That's all that is. To me, she is just simply covering her tracks. This sounds like a smart whore, okay? And she sounds like a clout chaser. Why the fuck were you all in Shaquille O'Neal's face? You're chasing the money. She's a wilding out groupie whore. I don't really know much about her. I don't follow her. I've never really heard of her until here, to this. I've never watched a single episode of Chasing Atlanta. I don't even think I pay for that tape, that station with my cable. Okay? If it don't come on regular cable, I don't have it. Okay? So I don't trust her. I think she's a damn liar. And Bow Wow's right, because apparently, allegedly, she said that Bow Wow would say nobody would believe her. You're absolutely right. Who the fuck's going to believe you when you let this man scratch the fuck up in his face like that, and you said he's jealous because you were talking to other guys? Obviously, you were doing something that was not right. But now, to her defense, I feel as though maybe she could have been being a little petty. Maybe she was talking to another guy because Bow Wow has had his history of being a whore and talking to other women and doing whorish things. So she felt like she was going to get back at him. But either way, it sounds like these are two young, dumb idiots who were drunk. And I'll be honest with you, I've been a young, dumb idiot who was drunk. And it sounds like an altercation that if there wasn't any alcohol involved, and a lot of people gag when I say this, but we have to be real. If there wasn't any drugs involved, it probably wouldn't have been that serious of an issue. I feel as though whatever it was heightened because they were obviously intoxicated, if not just off of liquor, but it was other drugs. It was drugs. You know what I'm saying? But if we just go with the fact that they were drinking. You know, when you're drinking, you feel like the slightest thing, somebody is trying you. So maybe Bow Wow felt like, are you flirting with Shaquille O'Neal? Like, bitch, what you doing? You know, maybe Bow Wow, I can't say it was all her fault. Maybe Bow Wow jumped out the window for a little bit because it's like, girl, she wasn't flirting with Shaquille O'Neal, was she? Like, Bow Wow, like, maybe you were just a little tipsy, fam. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you took it a little too far. Maybe you got in your feelings and, you know, y'all started arguing and she called you a little punk and a bitch-ass nigga, so you told her to get the fuck up out your shit. I do believe Bow Wow told her to get the fuck up out. He strikes me as a man with a little man's complex, and he will flex on you, you know, especially when he's inebriated. I felt like he told her, bitch, get the fuck out. And she probably was like, bitch, I ain't going nowhere. He probably got in her face, was like, bitch, you getting the fuck out. And she probably, you know, snubbed him. And then she probably went left because he probably, maybe he did push her a little bit. I feel like he might have, you know, told her, bitch, get out of my face. And, you know, she might have ran up on him and hit him. Then he hit her back. Then she went ape shit and fucked his ass up. But then, for her to try to put it as though, like, he held her hostage and took her phone. My thing is, all those are signs of a clout chaser anyway. Because here's the thing, and I don't care what nobody say, and by all means, I'm not promoting domestic violence, okay? But if you're in a whole-ass relationship with somebody, especially if you're in a relationship, and it's, you're with a public figure, and you know shit is going to hit the media as soon as you call the police, and this is you in a relationship, this is your man. Bitch, we need to figure this out. Like, we're not putting this out there yet because it could be bad for me, it could be bad for you. We need to figure this out. But she calling the police, if everything was calmed down and she felt like she called the police to the house, if she felt that much that she wanted the police to know that she was there, bitch, she should have been in there screaming. She didn't do that. She sat there and was quiet. See, that's the part of the story that's a little fuzzy to me. So when did the police come again and arrest them? Oh, when she called 911. But it's like, so then you go out to your car and then you call 911. You called the police back out there. If that was the case, why didn't you just leave? Why the fuck did you not leave? Why did you not go to the police station? Why did you call the police again? You, at this point, you were in your car. So you telling me you sat there this time in your car and waited for the police to come? Like, girl, some of this is not making sense. I just feel like she wants to have – I feel like she understands social media. I feel like she understands media. I feel like she understands dating a celebrity. I think she understands what it takes, how to maneuver. She wanted to have that call on record. With her voice, because she knew TMZ was going to get it, and it was going to go from there. I don't trust her. Let me know what you guys think. Let's open up the lines. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. And while we wait, I'm going to play the 911 call for people who may have missed it. And then she goes and say, she said it at the end, this was like a domestic violence girl. So you categorizing what it is. So like you're already putting it out there. I don't trust this hoe. I don't trust this hoe. I don't like this hoe. This bitch is a liar. 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 She is a fucking liar. I'm sorry. I don't believe her. This bitch is a liar. Why would she, first of all, bitch. First of all, you said that the friends helped you out to your car, like helped you get away from him. And then you said that they basically took your phone and kept you in the room when the police came. Why the fuck would they be hiding you? If anything, they need to be hiding Bow Wow. He's all fucked up. Then she's talking about she's sitting outside in her car in all black in a Jeep. And this was domestic violence. Well, bitch, I don't need you to categorize it for me. I don't need you to have it on record that this was domestic violence. She wanted the public to know. She wanted this shit to get out. She's that kind of girl because, listen, we're talking about her. We're affiliating her with Bow Wow. This is a lowdown bitch. I don't like her. I'm getting irritated talking about her, and I'm trying not to say the B word. Ooh, I'm going to let somebody else weigh in because I'm irritated. 480-1821. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
This is me, Sexy Gigi, calling from Arizona, baby. I'm just letting you know that young lady knew what she was doing. She full of F. She full of shit. And basically, Bow Wow, you need to go get some therapy, sweetie. Get over that molestation that you went through when you was young with B2K. Get over it, sweetie. You need to get some help. He got to come out of doing all of this. He keep going to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
He going to the wrong people because of what he went through. He's not dealing with what he went through in the past. He needs to get past mm-hmm. that so he can come on into a new way of thinking. You see what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he needs to come out of that. You got to keep going to people like that because you're attracted to that because he's not facing what happened in his past first.
So
this young lady, it's like this is what he keeps going around. This is what he keeps getting in. This is what he's going to keep being attracted to. It's never going to work through until he takes care of the past issues. Come on out of that, and then he can get where he really want to be. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we know
Thank
good
you,
well
caller.
This young lady is lying.
Yes, she is. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
She is definitely lying. I don't believe her. I'm irritated. I'm irritated because that last part, this was domestic violence. Like, it was kind of like you wanted to, like, slate that in the listeners, in everyone's mind, to leave them with the thought of, okay, let's call this domestic violence. Like, it was a how, like, let the police figure out what it is. Like, if you're saying it's your boyfriend, it's obvious that it's domestic violence. Why are you putting it out there? Oh, this is domestic violence. I don't know. I don't trust her. So those are my thoughts. Now, it's somebody said he was molested. I don't know if he was molested, child. I'm not going to put those allegations out there. But I didn't see that. I didn't hear that. I don't know. So I'm not calling that one. But what I am calling is bullshit. Now, I do think it may be a reach that she was flirting with Shaquille O'Neal. I think Bow Wow may have been a little drunk and the booze was talking. She was a little extra friendly because he probably done pissed her off because some groupie bitch probably came and winked and did something to him. Let's put this in perspective. They're already on again, off again relationship. So you obviously know that they do a tit for tat thing. The relationship is already toxic as hell. Okay, so he probably did something, or you know they say that she's jealous. So a girl probably came up to him. He probably entertained her conversation. So then she probably went and did some slick shit, some vindictive shit. And then they went home and fought. And let me be clear. This is not the first time that they fought. But we're at a point now that people are trying to capitalize off of anything and everything. So let's take some more callers.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Arlan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, hon. I was just calling to weigh in on the Bow Wow and the Leslie, a.k.a. Key Homie situation. Let's call her Key Homie because, you know, she's swip-swapping and bisexualisms. That's what she's doing. She was young. What's she doing? Young M.A.? She was just on Young M.A. like a few months ago. And then she was with Bow Wow. Now she's back with Bow Wow. It's just too much going on. And yeah, they both got a little jealousy thing going on. But you already know, Bow Wow is little Bow Wow. Ain't nobody checking for no nigga 5'5". It's basketball season, baby. We like them 6 foot and over. Come the fuck on. Let's be real about it. Now let's get into some things. Keomi is a 6 foot bitch. So she might be on some little dyke and shit. Who knows what kind of feel they got going on. But I know Shaq made her feel more like a lady. Bow Wow, little nigga. He can't make her feel like a woman.
Oh, so you think, so that gave her the right to go and be all in Shaq's face and flirt and hang
well,
all in Shaq?
Well, you know, as one that we got to flaunt our shit, and plus the coins, Bow Wow coins ain't right now. Come the fuck on. He's flexing on Instagram with fake jets and shit. His money ain't that long. He get reality checks, babe. He get income tax money. Come on now. He ain't got that many checks coming through. So Shaq is the motherfucking baller, whether that nigga was in the building or not. Hell yeah, Shaq is in the fucking section, and he invite me over. All these titties and up thighs is going to be all over him. Are you fucking dumb? Are you dumb? Bitch, it's all about a bag. It's all about a bag and exposure, bitch. I'm sitting on a nice ball of lap. Who won it?
Oh, all right. Thank you, caller.
Okay, I'm on B&B squad. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Arlan. Look, make sure y'all tune in to Arlan. I love you too, baby. It's Miss Black Tiki China. Shout me out. Bye, honey. Love you, babe. And y'all keep dropping the motherfucking bombs and letting these bitches know. Arlan, day one in these YouTube streets, bitches.
All right. Okay. So she said that she would put the titties and everything in Shaq's face. Do you women agree? Is it okay to that should be the real question. Is it okay to be flaunting titties and ass in a man's face because he has money? And hold on, before we answer that, do not flaunt titties and ass at a rich man because he have money. And then you decide you don't want him and then fuck around and holler, me too. Me too. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Aha. You know what I'm saying? All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Arlan, this is Auntie Paulette calling. What you doing? What you doing?
Nothing, girl. I'm trying to see what you talk about.
I'm at a loss for words.
Okay.
For any female that's willing to throw her titties up in cross-eyed Shaq's face with that big-ass gut, I don't give a damn how much money he got. Don't nobody got time for that big, old, sweaty mofo to be huffing and puffing all up on top of him. Auntie likes a man to talk to her when we're getting intimate. This motherfucker can't even speak clearly with that heavy-ass tongue in his mouth. Now.
Oh, shit.
Well, look.
Okay.
Well, look. Bow Wow mother warned him already.
Okay.
And you could tell the girl got some scrap up in her. I'll give it to her. She'll scrap. She'll fight. But see, the key word is if you're going to fight, get your ass up out of Dodge. No need to stick around calling the police trying to get your story together, talking about you were abused. Because mm-hmm. I know for a fact, if a dude or a guy disrespect me, and I know I'm going to defend myself, I know more often a dude has more strength. So I'm not about to let you tag me up. I'm coming with a weapon. Because if I hit you and hurt you, you're going to try to knock me out. I'm not taking no knockout. So I got to knock out your knees. So seeing Bow Wow scratched up like that, she reportedly said he dragged her by the hair and whatever yeah. else, not a track loose, hair is all in place,
right.
There's not a mark on her face.
Thing.
And so my thing is, she was able to get, now let's say if he did step out of pocket, he was talking shit to her, you know, you my girl, you all up in this dude's face, whoop, 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 and then, you know, tried to snatch up on her. She done hauled off and jab back at his ass. He wasn't expecting it. But he wasn't one of those type of dudes that's going to come back and start swinging on you. Because if he had, she would have had a mark or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying she had to be stomped out, but she would have had something up on her. That boy looked scared. He probably never been in jail before. He looked scared straight. Whatever liquor or drug he had up in him, baby, it was coming out quickly once he saw them jail cells. She didn't expect or anticipate on getting arrested as well.
No, she did not. No, she did not. No, she didn't. She thought he was going to jail by himself. And that's why she said it was domestic violence.
And so I need, what I need for females, you have to protect yourself. It's okay to want to do with some money, but you have to carry yourself with some class. Because if you're coming out there showing your titties and popping your ass and it's all about the bag, honey, they're going to give you the wrong bag. They're going to give you an STD bag, or they're going to put your ass chopped up and put you in a hefty trash bag. Be out there getting your own money. Men love to see a woman that's confident making her own money. He's more willing to give his money to you. If you don't want to date a broke dude, you don't have to. But see, people with money, that's power. And they will talk to you any kind of way, mistreat you, shit on you, piss you, beat on you. And you're going to put up with all of that simply because you want a bag? Make your own bag, young ladies. Make your own bag. Now, that's a word of advice from y'all, Auntie Paulette, okay? We're going to let somebody else get up on the phone. Throw a bomb
Shout
for your
Auntie Paulette. Dropping some gems on these motherfuckers today. All right, y'all. I just kind of want to get into some things about that. I don't trust her. I don't believe her. I'm gonna replay this call for y'all one more time before we get up out of here because we do have a phenomenal show for you guys tonight. It's Armand. Listen to your music live. Where we are crowning January's artist of the month. And we are looking for a new artist for this month. So if you guys have not submitted yet, please make sure you guys submit. Your music, you have up until the show starts. The show will start tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Okay, so we are prepping for that. I listen to your music live. So if you're a rapper, a singer, you have some music, we want to hear it. Come join us. All right. So let me replay this call from you, from her, one more time. She don't feel like she need medical attention. Of course you don't. They live there together. Hold on. Let me, because I had kind of X'd that out. So, hold on. Let me bring that back for y'all, because I know some people may not have heard that. Hold on, I'm just gonna bring it right here. This looked like a woman who was held hostage, dragged by the hair, and had her ass beat. Or does that look like what happened to Bow Wow? bitch, she got a perfect part. And you know, you go to jail, when you get arrested by the police, they don't give a damn. You going in as you look. Like, they don't give a fuck about none of that. Put your hands behind your back, ma'am. Put your hands behind your back, sir. We don't have time for none of that bullshit you're talking about, okay? We are here to arrest you, okay? And you are going in as you are. We don't give a fuck about you. Police don't give a fuck about you. Bitch, look at... How do I... Because y'all not going to play with me. Y'all not going to do that. Who looked like they was drugged by the hair first? Look at this. That's a perfect part. Look, everything is, but you've been drugged by your hair, dragged through the house by your hair, and beat up and held hostage, and you just, like, you done got your ass beat? Really? Bow Wow just whooped your ass? Or did you whoop his ass? Because, you know, the reports are saying the police, they arrested him because they couldn't, when the police got there for the second time, they couldn't tell who ass was whooped. And then let me be clear. The only reason why they couldn't tell whose ass was because she had made the police. Now it's making sense why they both got arrested, because the police ain't stupid. They clearly know that Bow Wow got his ass whooped. So, and she made the call. So she had to get arrested because she definitely hit him. Like, bitch, she hit him. But they had to arrest him as well because she made the initial call to 911, and she probably had the police. They probably had the police come out there more than once. Well, according to her, obviously, they had to come out there more than once. So the police get frustrated because it's like, we've already been here. But now she fucked herself up. She was better off staying held hostage because she was eventually able to leave. But the bitch didn't leave. No, she wanted to get the police involved. Let's get the press involved. Let's get everybody involved, so that they can talk about me and they can talk. And so, you know, I can get more followers and clout. And once all this settles and everything clears up, I'll be known as the girl that fought Bow Wow and things of that. Fucking just trash. Hoes is trash, man. You got to really watch these hoes. These hoes are trash. Hoes is trash. All right, y'all, so we about to wrap it up. I just wanted to come talk to y'all real quick, spit some shit, but I'm going to see you guys tonight at our music show, okay? It's going to be popping. It's going to be a lot of one-on-one. But hopefully you guys like, share, and subscribe to that, okay? And make sure right now, if you haven't done so already, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. We get into some things here. I appreciate everybody that has donated. Shout out to all the donations. Shout out to the new subscribers. Shout out to all the moderators. Shout out to the people joining us live right now. You guys could be any other place in the world, but you guys chose to spend 40 minutes with me. So thank you for that, and I will see you guys later. Hey, what's going on?
I'm just following up.
Oh, yeah, I just got off of live.
Yeah, no,
that's my right. Oh. I called you because you were, you sent me a message.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
So our house
is Wi-Fi, and I'm using my
iPad.
Yeah. And I think the main thing for what I'm going to be trying to focus on with that piece of the equipment is more so influencer, like, collabs. So, like, how I had you on. Like, so it'll be, like, maybe four boxes of us, and we all have our get-up and our gear, and we're debating a topic. When I know all influencers have good Wi-Fi, because I have really good Wi-Fi, the best that you can get. And you do, you know what I'm saying? So, so that's more of the focus, I think. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. How do I see which one I have now? How do you check it on your computer? Let me see. About your PC, boom. System, display, storage.
All right. So click start.
Yep.
Click run.
Run.
Open the, so you've got the open box. Then type in ZX. See if I ask you.
Okay. Okay. For processor, i7, CPU.
Yeah, you've got what I've got there. We're trying to find the flag that says ZX. So you go, GT, GeForce
160, 6 gigabytes.
So
yes. Okay. Okay, so, well, these are all looking like fucking $1,000. Damn.
Yeah. So, what you're looking for is the thing that, yeah, you want the most.
These are expensive. This is a 1080.
Yeah.
So, I got to buy one of these, too. Okay. And here's one for $799. Okay, so that's going to be later. I'll get that later.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. So currently, your current GPU, your graphics card, will hold two, probably three other spaces with everything else that you want to use at the same time, just for YouTube.
Okay. So maybe I won't really focus too much on the